Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Eucatex's audio conference for the release of the first quarter of 2016 results. We inform that all participants will be able to only listen to the audio conference during the company's presentation. After, we will open a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Just in case any of you need assistance during the audio conference, please feel free to ask for an operator assistant by pressing asterisk zero. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that some statements that may be said during this conference related to the company's business perspectives, projections, and operational and financial goals have base in beliefs and premises of Eucatex's board of directors, such as information currently available. Forthcoming considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they are related to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors must understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that differ from those expressed in such future conditions. Now, I would like to pass the floor to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho. Please, Mr. José Antonio, you may proceed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us in this teleconference, where we will present the results of Eucatex concerning Q1 2016. While the first quarter was not very different from last year, from the previous quarter, which was very challenging, challenges of all types due to the lack of organization, lack of trust that is present in the country. We hope now, with the news we had this early morning, to begin a new cycle. We hope to have better days, beginning with the establishment of trust on the part of consumers, and thus a recovery from now on. We continue with our internal agenda. We are reviewing our services and all our scope tariffs. We're also finishing the review of the portfolio. We made a reduction in the portfolio that will simplify things and reduce inventory with better productivity. We decreased by 30% our SKUs in wood. We are restructuring the workforce, but the results of this internal review are very timid, are very small in Q1. Actually, we had more expenses with this expense, more expenses than results with this review. We continue strongly focused on exports, and results can be seen quarter after quarter. Later on, I will show the participation of exports in our results in revenue. Concerning domestic markets, the news is not very good in terms of volume. We began the year with a drop, significant drop in relation to last year. I'm talking about the market, not the company. The domestic market had a drop of 11%-12% in relation to last year. Nevertheless, this has happened with our competitors, so there is space for price increase, price correction. This is in progress. It began in April. We will not have the impact in Q1, but the price increase is in progress and will certainly bring important results for the next quarters, second and third quarter 2016. Well, we'd like to begin the presentation itself. Slide number two, please. Here we have some numbers of Q1. We began with net revenue, which had a small drop in relation to last year, 275.2 million reais. Now, concerning recurring EBITDA, both in value and percentage, we also had a drop in relation to last year, the 2.6% drop. This is the result of products that are commodities. The company is now in a commodity market. This is not normal for the company. Therefore, we had some pressure on costs. If we compare Q1 2015 and Q1 2016, we see that there is still pressure on costs. We had a recovery of net income, recurring net income, especially percentage, 160.6% higher than last year. Our exports, as we said, which is the focus of the company, we had an increase of 56.3% in volume and 50.6% in net revenue. Now, going on to slide number three. Here we have some information about net revenue and both by product on the left on the pie chart and also by segment in the pie chart on the right. There is nothing new in relation to previous quarters. Looking at the pie chart on the right, we see an important growth in exports and also having reached 17% of the company turnover. On slide number four, we will see the evolution of the exports. Here we see some details. On the left, we have the evolution of exports in value as of 2013, and we have an average growth of 50% a year in value. On the right, we have the participation of exports in net revenue, beginning with 7% in Q1 '13 to 17% in Q1 '16. We want to close this year with at least 20% the share of exports in our revenue, 20% we hope by the end of the year. Now, slide number five, please. Here we have information about operational performance. We see here an important segment, which is wood. On the right upper-hand corner, we have the products in wood, laminated flooring, MDP, fiberboard, and HDF, MDF. We see the importance of each one, and we should highlight that within MDF, HDF, we have the doors and divisions. Well, if we look to the left, we see a small drop in net revenue, 0.8% in comparison with the previous year. Looking at the graph at the bottom, we see that although there was growth in volume, our volume grew around 6.8%, but in relation to last year, but a drop in revenue. We see a growth in volume and a drop in revenue. This shows, as I said in the beginning of the presentation, that now we are selling more commodity-type products, simple products that have less added value, lower price. Therefore, we have a growth in volume, but a drop in revenue. On the other hand, we are much better than the market. Here we have a comparison comparing the domestic market added to exports. There's a drop, 6.9%. If we exclude exports from these statistics, the drop in the domestic market was 12% when we compare Q1 16 with Q1 15. So a very challenging situation, and we are being able to have a more positive result than the average of the market average. Now going on to slide number 6. Here we have information about the installed capacity usage. On the left, you can see in the graph on the upper part, at the beginning of this year, we had downtime for maintenance in the two fiberboard lines in Salto, so we had less product to sell due to maintenance stops. We use 71% of the capacity, and I can give you some details. Last year, this same usage was 74% this year, so we made a stop for maintenance in the fiberboard line. Then we have the utilization of HDF, MDF, relatively low, 74%. Here, too, we had a maintenance stop, and this caused downtime, and we had 74%. Last year, in the same period, in Q1, we had a usage of 89%. But the reason for this is a maintenance stop. In MDP and flooring, we have now a very positive number, 90% utilization, being 81% for panels, MDP, and 9% for flooring. Finally, on the right, the last column, the usage of our capacity for laminated flooring. So it was very reduced. Last year we had 42%. Now we have a drop. We had a drop in our inventory, and this low utilization does not represent difficulties in production. And it is a very simple line, so the operation also causes this problem because of lack of productivity. In the pie charts at the bottom, we see the details of our costs. Here, one thing I'd like to highlight, one thing we'd like to highlight, if we take as an example the graph on the right, the pie chart on the right, in this same period last year, electricity, that now is 10% of the cost, it represented 5% of the cost. We'd like to remember we had a strong price increase in the price of electricity at the end of Q1 last year. So this had a strong impact on our costs. As we said, electricity used to represent 5% of the cost and now represents 10% of the cost. Now, slide number 7, please. Here, information about operational performance in the paint segment. It was a very difficult quarter. We can see here on the bar chart on the right, upper right corner, we had a drop in volume of 17%. The market dropped by 13%, a strong drop. And our drop and the market's drop is aligned with things that happened in the construction material segment. We had information from our association, Abramati, showing a drop of 17% in comparison with Q1 15. This shows that the sector is going through a difficult moment. As I said, our drop was 17, market dropped 13. We dropped a little, we had a drop that was a little larger because we tried to protect margins and we had to have a larger drop in really in volume. You can see also the drop in revenue. We tried to preserve the margins. We had a drop only of 8.7 in revenue and 17 in volume. Thus, we see a price of increase of 10%. This reduction in volume, 17% in paints, had an impact on the installed capacity utilization. We are now with 48%. Last year it was 58%. Here too, there are no difficulties. These are production lines, and the problem, no difficulties in operations, no problems in productivity. Only on the right, we have the breakdown of costs, and this shows the costs that we had. Well, now going to slide number 8. Here we have a summary of financial data. Most of these numbers we have already mentioned. Net revenue, $275 million, a drop of 1%, and then downward, and then we gross margin, we had a loss of 4.2 percentage points. It is significant, and it is a consequence of what I mentioned. We are selling more commodity products with a lot of pressure on cost too, especially exchange rate and electricity. And it's not a change in criteria, but also we have the value of the biological products. Last year we had a positive variation of 14. This year we have a positive variation of only 7%. And this is a variation in our base, taking into consideration the growth and the price of wood. When we had a drop in the price of wood in this period, we had to adjust the numbers downwards, and this had, this change from 14 to 7 had an impact on our margin. Now, continuing, looking at the other numbers, administrative expenses, we had a nominal growth, and in relation to billing, and this is due to the drop of 1%. We know that administrative expenses are made up of payroll, labor and services, and although it grew less than inflation. We have 5%, and this has an impact. Sales expenses, commercial expenses, they are becoming higher in relation to net revenue. This is due to the drop in revenue we already mentioned, but also we see a nominal growth due to the growth in exports and the variable expenses in abroad are higher than in the domestic market. Here we see costs. Now we will go on to EBITDA. Here we see the numbers focusing on recurring EBITDA. We have a drop of 2.6 points in relation to Q1 15, 14.6. We had 17, 14.6 in comparison with 17.2. Here also we have adjusted recurring EBITDA 40.2. And we had 47.8. We can mention the exchange rate. We had a positive news in relation to the exchange rate. We have an expressive growth in value in expenses due to labor costs in labor courts, due to our restructuring of the labor force. The combination of these factors, now net income, as I mentioned before, an important recovery percentage-wise here, 11 million reais, and last year, 4.2 recurring net income. Now, slide number 9, please. Talking about debt, both our gross debt and net debt, we had a drop The gross debt was $352 million. Now it's down to $340 million in Q1 16. And now here we see a growth of net debt EBITDA. And this is the result to a lower EBITDA in the period. And we have a lower debt and an increase in this relationship. In the short term, the pie chart on the left at the bottom, we have the same amount at the end of the year, at the end of 2015, same level, but we'd like to highlight that we have formalized, but we haven't withdrawn yet two long-term lines worth $15 million for exports, for foreign trade. If we had received this cash, the short term would be around 50%. On the right, debt in foreign currency were roughly at the same level as last year. This is possible due to the growth of our exports, and now we are focusing more on exports. We'd like to highlight that we had a growth in exports. 80% of our exports have to do with fiberboard. Why are we mentioning this? Because fiberboard, in terms of cost, does not have any inputs in foreign currency. It is based on wood, which was planted 7 years ago, electricity, thermal energy. We saw the variation. But it is not linked to the U.S. currency and labor. So we have a natural hedge in our exports because, independent of the exchange rate, the production of fiberboard, the cost is the same whether the exchange rate is higher or lower. With the growth and continuity of the exports and these results, we have also products that have items that are paid in foreign currency. Therefore, for the other products, we have to hedge, especially those in foreign currency. Slide number 10 now, talking about investments. Well, the focus this year, like the end of last year, we're maintaining our forests, and the forecast this year for investments is $80 million. Last year, we invested $88 million. So this year, we will be investing 10% less. In the Q1, we had a value above average, well above average, especially because of the stops that I mentioned a few slides ago, the stops that happened in fiberboard lines and also MDF lines for maintenance. So within our forecast, we should invest $80 million this year. Now, slide number 11, here we have some information about our forestry, and 80% of our revenue has its origin in our forests. So we have 79 farms, and here we have the number of acres, all of 46,000 acres, all of them in São Paulo. We're practically self-sufficient in wood. In Q1, we harvested 37 kilometers in Botucatu and also in 178 in Salto. Here on the right, in the bar chart, we see the evolution of the planting and seedlings. We notice a higher volume. We believe that this represents important savings. And a very small drop in productivity. In Q1, we had a small volume here. We knew that it would be a difficult quarter, and therefore, so we invested less in planting, and we continue with these acres, as you can see. Our recycling program is in progress. If you look here, we had a growth in recycling, so we don't want to buy wood from third parties using our own wood. So this was the last slide, and now we're available for questions that you may have. Thank you very much. We will now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial *1. And to withdraw the question from the list, dial the pound key. Reminding you, to ask questions, please dial *1. Once again, to ask a question, please dial *1. Mr. Rupiris from Charles Weaver would like to ask a question. Good morning, Jose Antonio. I have two questions. The first has to do with the price increase that is in progress in the market. We have the impression that in March there was an anticipation in the market when you look at the volumes. Could you give us some more details in terms of how you see Q2, May, in terms of the volume in May, in relation to Q1? Did the market stabilize, or was there a further drop? And the second question has to do with exports. We saw that you had a growth in revenue around 50%, even with the volume growing also 50%. But when we see that there was a strong exchange variation in the period, it seems to us that your average price is much worse in exports in relation to last year. Could you give us more details about this? Thank you. Well, good morning. Thank you for the question. You are right concerning March. In March, we had announcements. Most of the increases happened in March, and this and the clients thus bought a higher volume in March, much higher than their needs. Yes, the anticipated purchases, the clients anticipated their purchases, and this had an impact on April. April was worse in terms of volume. Now, in May, the situation is more stabilized. As I said, I don't believe we will have very positive news from the market. Now, what I hope is that we will have a different situation. Consumption is always linked to credit and jobs, employment, but it has a lot to do with trust also. The perception that there are many consumers with the need, with demand, and could buy but are discouraged to buy. Consumers are discouraged, they have low trust, and this, at least we have this expectation, this hope that this situation may change. Consumers may have more trust since we're beginning now in Brazil a new cycle, at least we hope. In terms of prices, yes, the increase is in progress, the price increase. Price corrections are happening in not only in panels, but also in flooring, paints, doors. So in all our lines, we are having price increase. Sometimes there is resistance, but it's going well. Now, concerning your second question, in fact, we have an expressive growth in the volume that could have had a greater impact on revenue. We have some products that are very important in the mix, and they didn't have the same growth as the standard products. We're growing in exports with simpler products that have lower prices than the previous mix. So an important growth, healthy margins, but the prices are lower in U.S. dollars than the prices that we had in Q1 15. The prices are lower in U.S. dollars. Thank you. Thank you. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial asterisk 1. To withdraw, please press pound key. Once again, we'd like to remind you to ask a question, please dial asterisk 1. Press asterisk 1. Since there are no more questions, we would like to pass the floor back to Mr. Jose Antonio for his final comments. Well, we'd like to thank you all for being with us in this audio conference, and we'd like to say that we here in the company were optimistic concerning the future. And as I said, we have positive expectations with a change in government that will happen after the decision made by the Senate in the early morning, and the work we're doing in the company, the internal agenda, reviewing services, structure, portfolio, and continuity of the growth in exports, and also in the domestic markets, more volume, and also price increases. This price increase is in progress and will bring us a different profitability. Well, this is what we had to say. Thank you very much. If anyone has more questions, we're available. Thank you. Eucatex's audio conference is finished. We'd like to thank you for your participation.